A new survey released this week shows the pandemic severely affected the public interest journalism. More than 1,000 journalists answered the survey and showed their employment circumstances dramatically changed. The most affected were freelancers, losing their contracts and working more hours without a payment raise. I spoke with General Manager of MediaNet Sarah Higgins about the report's results, and I started asking her about the report.
Every year we do a study on journalists, not journalism itself, but the journalists that are working in Australian newsrooms. And this year we obviously focused on the impacts of COVID-19 on those journalists and what their experience were. So we had over 1,000 respondents come back. And not surprisingly, you know, it had been a very negative year for journalists and their experience, and also how that impacts content and what we're reading as news consumers.
The report showed that 90% of journalists believe the pandemic heightened threats to public interest journalism. Could you please expand a bit on that?
And that figure being 90%, I mean, to flip that and look at 10% of journalists, the ones that think it didn't affect public interest journalism, is equally as scary. But 90% of them are finding that what we need to know as news consumers and what is truthful and what is keeping us understanding what's happening in our communities and in society has been threatened or has been challenged or is happening less is quite a scary prospect for us.
In what way freelance journalists were affected in their job?
Yeah, freelance journalists were affected the most. The work that they rely upon really dried up, and many of them reported that they were either still working but working for free with a zero payment, or they weren't being given the opportunities that they were before. And again, one of those scary things that came back through the survey was that they were being asked to write really just for the advertising dollar, that clickbait story, not the news itself, as it should have been reported.
That's quite scary when you think about journalists just writing for the clickbait, isn't it?
It is, and it was resounding. There were many, many comments made throughout the survey that the directions that they were given last year was very much towards that objective and not always the objective of just providing the information that's really important to the everyday man and woman. But it also, you know, does dwell some sympathy for these newsrooms, and of any size, small or large, do need new revenues to keep going and keep reporting the news. So it really is a full circle effect.
Also, one of the things the report shows was the employment circumstances have also changed. Could you please expand a bit on that?
So it was 52% of all journalists had some sort of change to their employment circumstance. And important to note is that the journalist survey this year was only of employed journalists. So this is not understanding those that were unemployed or made redundant because of COVID or before that. So these are working journalists that had some sort of impact to their role. And what that impact was mostly having a reduced salary. Many of them, and mostly in the freelance sector, reporting working for free, or increases and decreases in hours for no more pay. So the journalists were already impacted prior to COVID with the resource and impact of advertising dollars being pulled away. But the nail in the coffin really has been those advertising dollars drying up through early 2020 and into the later parts of the year.
Now, Sarah, how did the closure of newsrooms affect the disinformation spread according to the report?
Yeah, again, it was something that was quite heavily reported, and we saw across Australia over 199 newsrooms or news publications close, and most of that happened in the month between April and July, so very soon after lockdowns were in effect and we really were in the depths of the COVID restrictions. But the disinformation or risk to what was happening there was profound, because all the stories were being written about COVID, and a lot of times it was difficult to get that factual information because it was still being understood. We still didn't quite understand what was happening. And social media plays a big part in inserting fears and sometimes things that aren't true into the minds of news readers.
What are the next steps after this report? What would you like to see in the industry?
I would like to see really some return to a more broad and factual reporting. And that can only be supported, you know, if these newsrooms, and again, of any size, small or large, do get more funding or revenues back. And we've recently seen the media bargaining code holding to account Facebook and Google to be responsible to some of those revenues and the return to funding of newsroom. It's too early to say whether that will have an impact and whether that money that is paid to publishers will actually increase journalism. Will we see more journalists? Will we get more content?
That was General Manager of MediaNet, Sarah Higgins.